Okay, so I think we're then on to our external audit progress report.
Yeah. This is a very quick update for you. It's a verbal update. Ernst & Young have confirmed that all audit work on the pension fund accounts has been completed, and they are now finalising the review of the annual report for consistency with their understanding of the fund. So the accounts are published as part of the council's annual report and accounts.
Yes.
And then there is a separate annual report that the pension fund has to do, which is the accounts in the middle, and then a load of blurb at the front and a load of blurb at the end. So the accounts have been audited, the blurb at the beginning and the end is being checked for consistency. The external auditor's partner review hasn't raised any further issues. We have received a compliment on the quality of our audit working papers and the timeliness of the responses, so thank you to Jo. Jo's done a brilliant job on that. We've hardly seen the auditors, which is actually really lovely.
Actually, that's a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're coming to me.
Oh, yeah.
You keep passing them to me.
The draft annual audit results report, which basically sets out officially their findings, should be available, the draft, next week, they were hoping. But will definitely be published for the pension fund committee meeting on the 19th of July. So I'll share that to you as soon as it's available. But the key thing, one of the key findings that was in last year's and the year before's and the year before's and the year before's was around the membership data issues. And we've not had to make any adjustments to our membership data coming off of the admin system to going into our accounts this year, which is the first time in about 4 years that we haven't had to do that. So we've
So have they indicated anything that might appear on the? I know they often like to surprise you with the report at the end.
We haven't had any indications at all as to.
We had absolutely nothing.
Huh?
Normally, you get a in one of the catch-up meetings. They say, "Oh, and this," but we didn't have any of that, did we?
No.
It was, "Oh yeah, no, we've done this and we've done that and we've done this and that's it."
So how long were they in for?
Normally 3 weeks. I think I saw them for 3 days.
Okay.
So a lot of work has been done in their office here, and a lot done in their offices in India. So
Wow.
All the analysis work for the investments is done over.
Wish
in
I could
India
get
now
mine to go away like that.
I know. I wish I could get the other employers' auditors to go away because they caused me more grief. I think
the really?
Ours did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two that we had at the end of March.
Okay.
There's lots of queries starting to come out from the auditors on the FRS report. So.
Oh, okay. Are there? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about them.
No, fair enough. I converted a while ago, so you should be all right.
Could I just ask, as a matter of interest, whether the auditors focused at all on TPR engagement?
They had raised it. We raised it with them last year as a this was happening.
Yeah.
And we have provided them with copies of correspondence, etc.
Yeah, well,
but that was an issue that was in their letter previous year,
right, okay.
And they're happy that we've closed it down. So
yeah, one of the requests we had for because basically they send a great big long list of requirements which you just upload to their portal now, and one of them was all the documentation. Literally, it had just been published in one of the committee papers, so I was able to upload the link for them for that. Yeah.
Excellent. It's good, isn't it?
Always nice when they're cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's over to Matt.